All right, Winter or Rod Bell? Listen, two for two. You showed up out of nowhere. I thought you had a broken wrist. I thought maybe you had amputation. I don't know. I just thought you were not going to come race Supercross, but good job.
Well, you know how you always are promoting the two-stroke thing on your show?
Yeah.
Well, I won that with a broken wrist.
Okay. Yeah.
that sounds like something you would do.
So, I went around one of Arena Cross, threw way too big of a whip, and the last lap of practice, and broke my wrist.
I saw the video. It was ugly.
Yeah, so I broke my wrist, and then I had to come out here in Cali, do a photo shoot with a broken wrist. For the team.
Is there no surgery needed or anything?
No, it was just a crack. Okay. I wasn't like a, it wasn't like a hump in it. You know, it wasn't like my ruptured Achilles. Yeah. So it was a crack. I broke it. I took 3 weeks off and probably 4 weeks off the bike. So it was around Christmas. I had to take an extra week for Christmas, which was good to let it heal.
Yeah.
I called Chris. I was like, hey, I'm not going to race Anaheim. Give me another week and I'll be at San Fran.
Yeah.
And he was like, all right, that's cool. And, you know, we showed up to San Fran. We're obviously, we don't have much here. I don't come from much. So I flew in with my suspension, a pipe, and an exhaust flange from Twisted Development.
Okay.
I put it all on Friday last weekend. I met my mechanic, bought him a mechanic. I probably shouldn't say this, but I didn't buy him a mechanic's pass. And he snuck on the first one, and they kicked him off the track. So I had to go to AMA and beg for a mechanic's pass. And they're like, why are you at? I'm like, well, he didn't come with me down there. And they're like, what do you mean? But
you're trying to be like, I don't know anything about this guy getting kicked out.
Yeah, but we made it happen.
Yeah.
And shout out to Michael, man. He's just helping me to be a good dude.
Yeah.
I mean, and you know, and then I showed up Thursday. Bike ain't been touched.
Yeah.
So I was behind the. I just worked on the bike Thursday night.
Yeah.
And then we threw everything together for today. And man, I feel like I'm riding all right.
Are you a mud guy? Like, I don't know. Obviously, you're a motocross guy, but are you a mud guy?
I'm from the East, and the East is where the beasts are from.
I guess that's true, but I don't remember any other Rod Bell mud ride, so I'm just going to give you credit for being good.
Loretta Lynn's 2020.
Oh,
P10.
Good. All right.
Sorry, that one missed my radar. But, I'm saying, I think you're riding really well, and it's not the mud.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like I ride the bike well. I think in A practice today, I was a little rattled.
Yeah.
I felt just a little rattled out there. Those guys were a little scary. I'm not going to be honest.
Yeah.
I might ask to be in B next weekend just so I'm a little more comfy.
Well, Chisel's take your spot because Chiz is rattled being in B.
Chiz tried to freaking go in front of me and they're like, get out of here. I'm like, motherfucker, I'm in A. You're in B. Get out of here. It was like they were like trying to kick us both out. And I'm like, no, he's not in here.
Yeah,
I'm in A. I might be three digit. But it was cool, man. And I'm just happy to be on my dirt bike again. I missed all last year, and I became such a fan.
Yeah.
And I'm just playing Paul Fantasy, Rocky Mountain Fantasy, sitting on the couch.
Right.
I obviously hated it, but I love watching it.
Yeah.
So.
Are we doing HVAC still?
So what happened last year, I ruptured my Achilles, and obviously you need to be healthy to do HVAC.
Yeah.
So I ended up becoming the co-trainer at South of the Border with Matt Bishelia.
Yeah.
And I work with kids all year. That went on for a while. I still help every now and again when they need my help and they're really busy. But I've got, with Supercross going on, I can't be on the motocross track with the kids.
Yeah.
But once outdoors rolls around, what we do is I'll ride warm up with the guys. For the sections, I'll teach sections with Matt. We'll split them up, and then I'll do the motos with the guys.
Okay.
So, I mean, dude, there's not really another facility that has a pro dude training kids.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, and you get to see you on Saturday night, you know?
Like, yeah, exactly. Like, I always dreamed of something like that. And South of the Border is the cheapest place to ride a dirt bike.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
We're very, wallet friendly.
Yep.
And we just try to help people, and I really enjoy that. It's like you get that feeling of pulling a hole shot when a kid does something right.
Yep.
But when those little fucks don't listen, it pisses you off.
Yeah, I could get that. How do you like the KTM?
I've always, you know, I'm going to be straight up. I've always been on a piece of shit dirt bike.
Okay.
No offense to anyone I've rode for, but, the bikes have been terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I think it was, once I got on that Husky.
Yeah.
When I rode it at Hangtown, I just showed up and raced the thing. No time.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, that's when I changed my mind. I was like, I'm never going to race a bad bike again because I know what a good bike, I never knew what a good bike was.
Yeah.
And I was riding these junk bikes, and I'm like, dude, I can't do. I'm like,
well, hold on though. You did really well on Cowie a few times. I mean, you got good results on the green machine.
Yeah, but dude, if I had better suspension, it would have been a better result. And we tried to do some things, but things were limited.
Yep.
And now with Team Next Level, you know, it's a bit like they provide me my race bike, but I provide the suspension.
Yep.
And shout out to Swap and Ross for that's the best suspension I've ever put on my dirt bike.
Yeah, the guy knows a little bit about suspension.
Yeah. Dude, I'm just like, whatever you want to do. And Yoshi's like, oh, compression. I'm like, do what you do you. I twist the throttle because, dude, they are the best.
Yeah.
And I know what a good dirt bike is now, and I think I can improve. I'm riding a stock bike right now. I'm gonna call Twist It and see if I can get an ECU and a high compression piston for next weekend, because I need some more pep. I couldn't do the triple in the last half of the main because my bike is just too slow.
It was overheating a little bit.
No, it just wasn't gonna make the triple.
Well, yeah, because it gets hot and then you lose power.
Maybe that's what it was. Yeah, I had no power. So,
well, hey man, this is cool. And Triple Crown next week, so you got a new challenge.
Oh, yeah, God, I didn't even know that.
Yeah,
I gotta be top 18 or scrape through.
You got an LCQ.
Yeah, that's me, dude. Put me in a wild card spot, man. Hey, I heard on the show 250 guys. No.
Oh yeah, no, I think Kate said that.
Fuck that.
Yeah,
fuck that. Right. They're not in the 450 class struggling.
That's where I like the guys that do all the rounds.
Yeah, Claremont. Yeah. But dudes that actually struggle.
Yeah.
And you know what? No one who gets a salary should be in it.
Well, that's a little tougher to determine that. But, you know, I mean, because who knows what $10,000 is that? Like, that's nothing. But maybe a guy gets 10 grand from a clothing company.
Yeah, that is true. Well, no, I'm saying from the team.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
If you're getting paid from the team, bro, we're... I'm helping Pat.
I'll just run everything by you. You can judge.
Yeah, let me help. Yeah.
Denver, Friday. So, yeah, that's when it is.
Yeah, shout out to Steve for taking care of us. Dude, you're the...
Wait till if you're in it or not. You may be like, fuck that guy if you're not in it.
Yeah. Well, you're putting me in it.
Okay. All right. Rod Bell's in.
Check.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm the new A-Ray.
Yeah. Easy on that. No one wants to do that. No one wants to be that.
Yeah, but he's my guy, dude. I love him.
Yeah, but you don't want to be the A-Ray.
I love A-Ray.
What about your SGB years together? That was great. Great team.
You know what's funny? And this is not to talk bad about anyone, but this is actually talking good about the SGB. Dude, that is probably the most professional team dynamics I've been on.
Yeah.
And we had so much fun.
Yeah.
I think if we would have improved on our suspension, and I'm not trying to talk bad about him, but if our suspension was good, that team would have been really good.
Yeah.
We just had some things that didn't really go our way. So,
like money.
I read the contract. Those boys didn't.
Thanks, Rod Bell. Good job. And, keep it up, man. We'll see you next weekend.
Yeah, thank you, Steve.